Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the 35th annual Sonoma County Art Trails, an open studios tour taking place October 12th and 13th and October 19th and 20th. This self-guided tour takes you to hundreds of art studios throughout Sonoma County. I am here with Sonoma County Art Trails project manager Tanae Stewart. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us is watercolor artist Sally Baker. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thank you for joining me. Tanae, I guess we'll start with you. Tell us about Art Trails.
Yeah, so like you said, it's the 35th annual, so we're really celebrating the anniversary this year. We have 140 artists all over Sonoma County in 14 cities, which is really cool because they're just really diverse, really spread out, and really diverse in all sorts of ways. So they're diverse in mediums. We have people who do watercolor like Sally. We have painters of all sorts. We have ceramicists, we have sculptors, photographers, pretty much every kind of art medium. And they're all local. So, you know, you can explore Sonoma County, you can meet artists in their own studios, and you can collect art.
Absolutely. Sally, you're out on Vine Hill Road, it looks like.
Vine Hill School Road.
Vine Hill School Road. Thank you for that. in Sebastopol. And what's it like when people come out? You've probably been doing this a while. Tell us about your experience as an artist with the Open Studios weekends.
Generally speaking, the nice thing about Art Trails is that people come and visit you in your studio. They like to see where you work. And because it's self-guided and they're working with a catalog, they are predisposed to like your work when they come in because they've chosen you. Mm-hmm. So the conversations tend to be very friendly. People are very curious about what inspires you as an artist. They like to see your surroundings, what you have in your studio that inspires you. And they also like to see where you live, and they like exploring Sonoma County and a lot of the rural areas. They turn down roads that they've never been down before. And so it becomes an experience of Sonoma County as well as the artwork.
Absolutely. Yeah, the self-guided tours, it's those signs you always see everywhere with the numbers and the arrows. But yeah, there's a great catalog. I'm looking at it right now for the Art Trails. Tanae, where do I get this catalog, and how do people usually go about these self-guided tours in your experience?
Sure. So the catalog is available all over the county pretty much, but the easiest place to go to get one in particular is to go to Sebastopol Center for the Arts. So we have a preview exhibit at the Art Center that has artworks by all 140 artists. You can actually see not only the images in the catalog, but you can actually see a piece of their work in person. So it's a really great way to plan your route. So we always recommend that people go to the preview exhibit first. It's open regular gallery hours and extended hours on the actual Art Trails weekend. So it's open 10 to 5 on the two weekends. And so you can go to the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. You can, you know, see all of the artworks. You can pick up your catalog, and you can talk to the docents and the, you know, gallery assistants there, learn about the artists, you kind of plan where you're going to go, because of course you can't make it to all 140.
You could try.
So, you know, it's a great way to kind of get a little taste of it, and then, you know, plan what you're going to do from there. But the catalog itself, you know, if you have a catalog that you've picked up elsewhere, it also has maps in the center, so you can definitely get around with, you know, just having the catalog itself too.
Yeah, absolutely. The maps are really cool, and the catalog's got a sample of all the work in there for people to look at. Yeah, again, this is taking place all over Sonoma County, October 12th and 13th and the 19th and 20th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at these studios, right?
Right. So all of the 140 artists will be opening their studios. So you can actually go to their studios, like Sally was saying, and meet them in person, experience what their working process is like, what their life as an artist is like. And then, you know, you can visit as many as you can get in the two weekends.
Absolutely. How many do you usually get in?
I mean, I think the average is probably like 5 in a day, maybe a couple more if you're ambitious. There are clusters, so...
Right.
You know, there's a cluster in like downtown Sebastopol. There's a couple of places that actually have more than one artist. So there's some like group studios where they don't actually share studios, but they have, you know, their own studio in a particular location. Mm-hmm. So there's one of those in Fulton. There's one of those in Petaluma. So there's a few different places where you can see a few at once, which is really great. And those are really diverse even amongst those groups.
Right.
So, totally. You know, there's a few different ways to kind of divvy it up.
All right. Well, get out there on the Art Trails October 12th and 13th and the 19th and 20th. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.